On this fourth anniversary of the attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, as many as 15,000 people are expected to march from the Pentagon to the National Mall in a Defense Department-sponsored demonstration in support of American troops. Participants in the Pentagon Freedom Walk had to pre-register for the march and to attend a country music concert later today. Also in the National Mall today, thousands gathered for the 20th annual Black Family Reunion Celebration. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us from the mall. Andrea, exactly where are you and what's going on around you?
I'm actually right near part of the Smithsonian that many tourists visit, the Natural History Museum, where right now on the mall, the Black Families Reunion is going on, and there are many, many people milling about among tents and picking up flyers and listening to gospel music. It's a very nice morning. Earlier this morning, I was at the Freedom Walk, and that was sponsored by the Pentagon, as you said. It was very peaceful, very quiet, much like a walk for breast cancer or some other walk. It seemed to be in memorial of people that that walkers had lost. There was some question about whether or not it was it had become too political over the recent weeks, had become too pro-war, and in fact, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld did speak at the stage at the end of the Freedom Walk and did say that it was for, in part, the troops that are stationed all over the world, including in Iraq. But for the most part, it seemed to be quiet, not very political. I saw one protester.
Yeah. Andrea, were you able to talk to anybody who participated in the walk?
Oh, yes. I spoke to several different people. They said that many people came from far away to participate in the walk, and they said that for them it was really a way to commemorate and memorialize September 11th. This was really, for most of the walkers, a way to think about what's happened in the last 4 years and what happened 4 years ago in this city and in New York and Pennsylvania. There were a few. There was one woman I spoke to who said that she was uncomfortable with the way that the march had ended up going, sort of leaning towards a pro-troops march, which she said felt like a pro-war rally to her. But for the most part, people were really trying to memorialize September 11th there.
Now, were you able to speak to people who are participating in the Black Family Reunion, and has there been any intermingling between the two?
Well, I've seen some people with the Freedom Walk t-shirts on down here at the Black Family Reunion, and there has been a little bit of intermingling, though mostly I think people left after the Clint Black concert was finished, the country music superstar that people were really excited to see at the end of the Freedom Walk. I spoke to a few people here. They said they're just happy that it's a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C. It's cool but sunny, and they're here to drink lemonade and eat barbecue and listen to gospel singers. It's a nice day for it.
And briefly, Andrea, any problems getting around the city? I mean, there's a baseball game, there's a football game, even it's Adams Morgan Day, which is a big neighborhood celebration not far from the White House.
A lot going on today that people using public transit, but, you know, for the most part, the Freedom Walk, many people had expected, the 15 to 20,000 at the Pentagon said had pre-registered for that event. I would be very surprised if that many people were counted at the end of the day, and so it hasn't been the logjam that many thought it might be.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook joining us from the National Mall. Andrea, thank you very much.
Thanks.